Listen, I will tell you, we know we don't ever want to be the people. We have a great life in our careers. We love what we do. We love this extras that we get to do in life. But I will tell you this, we are tired. I mean, we were out really, really late last night for us, and it was well worth it. But boy, talk about feeling like you're dragging. Today is the day. I am dragging.
I know. And I felt for you specifically because, I mean, we are too, but we were like, God, can you imagine having to be on TV too?
Oh. Absolutely, yeah, not. So, getting dressed up and being totally on. No, yeah, no way.
I told Chelsea this. Every morning my alarm goes off at 3:30 and I try to be out the door at 4. So I give myself a half hour. And I so badly wanted every second of sleep I could get that I set my alarm for 4:50 to be out the door at 4. Like, just literally enough time to make coffee.
3:50.
That's what I meant. 3:50. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I was like, I want that 20 minutes. I just, you know, I want that extra 20 minutes. I don't need it to get ready.
I woke up at 3. I was in a panic. I'm like, because I usually...
You're up earlier than that, right?
I want to be in the car by 3:15 the latest. So when I wake up at 3, I was like, oh, no. But listen, here's the deal. We had a really great time last night. So last night, myself and Allison and Chelsea, we first went to the Birmingham 8. And there's Ghost on the Balcony. It is a new interactive 1-hour walkthrough, mind-blowing. I don't want to call it a haunted house because it's really an attraction that the people at Imagine have put together. And it's VIP ribbon cutting.
Yeah, it's more than just like scary things coming at you. Like the first part, you know, you find out how all these things got trapped there. And it was really cool just even hearing how it went.
I think they describe it as more of an experience than they do like a haunted house.
Right. So ahead of our VIP Q&As that we did at the Imagine Palladium, you know, James Jude Courtney, who plays Michael Myers in the Halloween films, this will be the last one, according to him, as we heard three times last night, with Jamie Lee Curtis and her final films with Halloween. Supposedly. I never know because, like he says.
He sounded final.
He says if something makes like $900 million, suddenly it's like, well, maybe it's not the final. But I'm getting the vibe it is done.
He made it pretty clear that he was retiring that character.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So we did three screenings of Halloween Kills, which came out last year. And then we did VIP Q&As before. And he was doing press interviews at the Birmingham 8. I mean, he was doing press interviews. There was so much press. I mean, that ribbon cutting, when we got outside and he cut that ribbon or slashed the ribbon, that's when I really realized there was a lot of press there.
That was so cool, too. By the way, everyone knows how a ribbon cutting goes. There's a big ribbon across the event or the grand opening store, wherever your ribbon cutting is. And then someone comes with their big giant scissors and they cut the ribbon.
The giant scissors, by the way, never work.
No, the way that they're supposed to.
But in this case, his slasher knife is what gets used, of course. Yeah. And when the ribbon cuts, blood starts running out of the ribbon. It was so cool how they made that happen. Well, it's like, where'd that blood come from?
So he was doing these press interviews outside and we knew we had to get to the theater. So, it's not a far walk. We walked back to our cars last night, but on the way there, we're like, you know, we can probably, Art from First Class Sedans has been driving him for the last 2 days, 3 days. So Art said, you know, Art's always like, don't worry about it. I can get you all in. No problem. He's very calm. Art's always like, well, there's 6 seats. Maybe we make it 7. Okay. So we all squeezed in and we had Brandon who was doing pictures for us. And James and his girlfriend Sarah and Allison.
Fiance.
Yes. And Allison was in the front seat and Art was driving. And we realized there is no room for Chelsea. And, you know, and Chelsea in typical fashion is like, it's fine. I'll get in the back. I'll get in the back. We're like, no, you're in the back. She's like, I'll get in the back. So she's like, I'll get in the trunk. I'm like, well, you can't get in the trunk. That's not safe. And then he's like, well, you could get in the trunk. I'm like, well, okay. So she got into the back.
Yeah.
Like you would put your groceries.
Yeah, the hatch.
Yeah.
Well, it was either that or the roof. Or I could have walked, I guess. But, you know, we didn't take that option.
It was a surreal ride.
So, here we are on our way to the theater. James, say hi, would you, please? There he is.
Hey.
Sarah, say hello.
Hello.
Allison, will you wave hi over here?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. And hey, Dawn.
Hello.
How are you? And then Brandon, how are you?
Hey.
And then Chelsea's in the trunk. And you're in the trunk.
I got this short end of the stick here.
Yeah. It's good.
Like the Christmas tree when you can't fit it in?
You see, with first class sedans, they put you in the trunk.
Last night, we were at the Birmingham Palladium, and we showed Halloween Kills, the movie from last year. James Jude Courtney was nice enough to sign a bunch of stuff and do Q&As. All the popcorn sold last night at those three sold-out screenings. Go to Jace Jr.'s to help us bring kids with, you know, really a rough time.
Life-altering or life-threatening conditions.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, every child is so different, but we're doing our eighth trip this year. And he was really nice when I first met him. He said, when I told him about Jace Jr., he goes, I will do anything to help you out. Mm. I can go on the trip. And I said, well, there are a lot of little kids, and I don't know, you know, like he plays an iconic, really scary character. Mm-hmm. But he is the sweetest, nicest guy.
It's crazy how nice he is. Like, I mean, we were just like all like a group of friends palling around last night.
Right.
And I have to tell you, because I'm so immature, but I get the biggest kick out of, we're at this press event. And all media people are invited to it. It's specifically only for media people before it's open to everybody else. All right. The media people get to go. So I didn't see a lot of media people, but I imagine they were there. And I saw a few, but it was just so funny because, like, we're the last ones walking out because we're with James Jude Courtney. And I'm like, yeah, this is happening.
Of course.
Not for you.
Of course you love that moment.
But just for us.
I know. Like, of all the things.
Is that your takeaway?
Well, and then it was funny, too, because someone said to Jay, like, right before the ribbon cutting, Dawn says to Jay, hey, Jay, do you want to get up there and introduce James Jude Courtney to the crowd? And the crowd is all media people. And Jay was like, no, I think that's weird because we're all equal here and I don't want to showboat. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
I know. I know.
Up there and showboat.
I know. I can't. I just feel like, listen, let me put it into this perspective for you. If we went out to an event, for a grand opening, a ribbon cutting, we were standing there with our cameras, okay? Right. And then, like, some radio DJ comes out and is standing there introducing, like, I don't care what you say. Yeah, we all love each other. We do, but I don't want you in my video. I don't, and I didn't want to be.
We don't all love each other.
I know, well.
Poor James Jude Courtney had to introduce himself, though.
Aww. So here's what I really wanted to know, because so we had these three theaters, and we'd go into each theater, we would do a Q&A with him, we'd show the trailer, and he's fantastic with fans. We gave away autographed posters. We auctioned off Michael Myers masks. I mean, we made a lot of money. It was really, really great. The thing for me is this is kind of a world I dabble in because I go to Comic Cons and I like this kind of stuff and these types of fans. And I really wanted to know what you guys thought because you went to Comic Con last year with me, but this was more, I mean, these were horror film fans and you really got to see, like, here's a guy that for the most part in three movies has a mask on, but you can see how iconic he is already with fans.
Yeah. Now in the first Halloween 2018,
yeah.
you get to see him though, right? I know in Halloween
never,
Kills you don't.
Never straight
oh, you
on.
Don't
it's
see
like the side of his face.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I thought maybe in that one you did, but
people were mobbing him.
Yeah.
I mean, the second that we would leave the theater, people were going wild for him. But I thought that it was really great that, like, in our first theater, there was a little boy who was probably, like, what, 9 years old that asked, like, a brilliant question and was, like, the biggest fan of Halloween.
He was wearing a mask.
Like, yeah. I'm crying watching the trailer, and this little kid is, like,
but he's
I'm ready.
Funny. He's like, and James is like, buddy, you're going to have to take the mask off.
Right.
He had his Michael Myers mask on. It was so funny. So,
yeah, and I also, they are hardcore because I was just, for my own curiosity, in each theater we were in, I was like, how many people are like hardcore Halloween nerds? Because I'm a fan, but I'm not like that. And how many are Halloween nerds? How many people have already seen this movie? And it was like, they had all seen it. Everybody saw Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
They were all like hardcore, like everybody, you know, most people that had a question could tell you anything about any of them.
No one cared about my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards.
That fell flat.
Yeah, you really Lindsay read the character. Room, you did read the room, and she read it quick. She was like, okay, I get who's in the room.
Never mind.
And it's not Real Housewives fans. I would tell you one other thing, one of my favorite moments, because I had spent a lot of time with him. I spent time with him when he arrived. He was here all morning yesterday, even after our show. He did like a television interview in Baltimore from where I'm sitting. We used we used our Zoom system here, and he we did a little Q&A for like before when the movie opens, and he did some social stuff in here. So he did a lot of stuff, and then I met up with him at 1 o'clock. We had lunch with Christos.
Ooh,
you guys had lunch with Christos?
We had lunch with Christos yesterday.
Did he just poof in?
He poofed right in.
Sweet.
We talked about the movie business and stuff. Anthony came over from Imagine for a little bit. That was nice.
It was a power lunch.
It was, absolutely.
That's why we weren't invited, Chelsea.
Oh, my God.
It was a power lunch.
Why do you have to always take it there?
If you make that statement, we weren't invited again, I swear to God, I'm going to invite you to everything. And
I know.
If you come,
my bad.
Yeah. I saw my dog 4 minutes yesterday. You can have my life.
I know.
So it was really, that was nice. But my favorite moment, and then we'll move on here, was at one point, we were in a theater waiting to really begin. We were getting him some food. We were rolling all those posters that were autographed. And it was so fun to see Allison and Chelsea just sitting there chowing down on a big thing of popcorn. Like they never had popcorn before.
Oh,
Allison with that Coke that she has that you know she loves it, like you saw in our trailer. And the two of you were just like, he was talking to both. It was just very fun to see, like, all the worlds are together. Mm-hmm. This is good. I was very happy. I think I even took a picture of it.
So. We were very enthralled in the popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
Very excited.
Well,
it's very buttery.
In most instances, the first, you know, you eat off the top and there's all the butter. With the Imagine popcorn, it's like every layer you go down, it's like, still more butter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I was thinking if both of you were wearing Superman capes, I literally could have died happy that night and everything would have been great.
Well, right? we honestly appreciated and appreciate being included in all of this so that, you know, now James Jude Courtney is our good friend, James Jude Courtney.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So.
Did you tell him what a hassle it was to get you to watch everything, or did we leave that out?
I don't think I did
tell
him. No. I don't think I told him.
You know what? You don't get to do that either,
I know,
by the way.
I know. I love you both.